The following live presentation by Rabbi David Aaron is brought to you by Israelite, inspiring a renaissance in Jewish living. To learn more about Israelite, please visit our website at www.israelite.org. Additional contact information is available at the end of this presentation. Thank you for learning with Israelite and enjoy the experience.
Eicha is obviously one of the most painful Megillot from Israel. It's especially painful every year. This year it's just so apropos. And Yirmiyahu, the prophet, who the Midrash points out, did not want to be the bearer of these horrible, horrible visions of what would happen to Klal Yisrael. But Yirmiyahu is not only the Navi who had to deliver this terrible message of what would happen to Am Yisrael, but he also had to witness it. So just I wanted to just read a couple lines of summary of the various chapters, maybe help you appreciate a little bit better what we're reading. And very quick. So chapter 1, Yirmiyahu describes the destruction of Yushalayim and the Galut, the exile of Am Yisrael. Describes the sorrow, the feeling of betrayal, the torment, devastation, the humility, the loneliness, the shame, the ridicule, the poverty. And he contrasts the splendor of what Yerushalayim at one time was and now what it is. And he ends off the first chapter calling for retribution against the enemies who rejoice over our destruction. In chapter 2, Yirmiyahu acknowledges that all this comes from Hashem. And as much as we'd like to say this is all our enemy's fault, but Yirmiyahu acknowledges that our enemy is always and only an instrument of Hashem, and that whatever is happening to us is because somehow this is what needs to be happening to us. It's not just mazal, it's not just bad mazal, but it's completely orchestrated by Hashem. Chapter 3, Yirmiyahu begins to talk in a very personal way, and I think it's so powerful because he's not just simply a witness, he's also a deep participant, as well. I think chapter 3 is somewhat an indication to all of us that we have to take the events of Jewish history personally. Even if it doesn't seem to be happening to us individually, it really is happening to us individually because we're also interconnected. And so what's really fascinating about chapter 3, which is after Eicha, I'll do a little more deeper understanding of, is suddenly in the midst of this just horrifying, devastating, depressing story of Am Yisrael and its destruction, somehow in the middle of all this, Yirmiyahu finds hope. Suddenly Yirmiyahu starts talking about how Hashem's kindness never ceases, and indeed his compassion never ends, and it's a very bizarre piece that seems totally out of place. And when you read it, it almost seems as if maybe Yirmiyahu is schizophrenic, because how does he move from one mode of such devastation and such incredible intense sorrow and then suddenly talk with such hope and such such hope? And then he brings it around and he says basically that we've brought this upon ourselves. It's very harsh, very, very painful, hard to... But that we've brought all this upon ourselves. So why are we complaining? The answer is tshuva, he tells us, and And then what's interesting is he calls for retribution from Hashem on his enemies. Which sounds a little strange, because before he said that the enemies are an instrument of God. And yet even when you're an instrument of God, that doesn't mean that you are now absolved of taking responsibility, that you chose to be the instrument of God to bring this devastation on Klal Yisrael. So, of course, we have the right and the obligation to seek retribution against our enemies. Then in our last chapter 4, Yirmiyahu goes right back into the misery, the horrors. And what I find so powerful about this is, even though he had such words of faith and confidence, that does not diminish his ability to feel the pain. You know, sometimes from Jews, sometimes their emunah is so great that it really isn't the highest form of emunah, because the highest form of not emunah that makes you a filter and screens you out from the pain, but you're able to completely immerse yourself and acknowledge the horrors that are happening and still maintain the faith. And that's what Yirmiyahu does in 4. And then in chapter 5, Yirmiyahu asks Hashem to remember how much pain we have gone through, and that he empower us to return back to Hashem. So my son and Aniel will read the Eicha. Mod gavo.
Eicha yashva vada ha'ir abatia ha'ita yaduma avati vagoi sarati bamedino ha'ita lama בחוץ יזכה בלילה, בדמעתה הלחיה, אלא מנחם מכל אוהביה. כל ריאה בגדובה היו לה לאויבים, גלתה יהודה מאוד.
This presentation by Rabbi David Aaron has been brought to you by Israelite, inspiring a renaissance in Jewish living. To access additional presentations from our online media library, order our best-selling books, or learn more about Israelite programming, including seminars, web-based learning, teleconferences, spiritual retreats, Shabbaton experiences, Israel missions, and leadership training, please visit us at www.israelite.org. That's www.israelight.org. You can also call us in New York at 212-947-4990 or in Jerusalem at country code 972-2627-4890. We hope you enjoyed this presentation, and we look forward to learning with you at Israelite.